Let's meet in the middle. God created monkeys. I always found it weird. Like, if you're an atheist, no shade, but like at the same time, I don't know why you want to believe in darkness after you pass away. Like, don't you want to believe in something?
It just sucks. Like, why would you think, okay, I understand why you would think, because technically there is no solid evidence for an afterlife.
Fine.
But imagine that. You just die. You just end up in a box on the side of the road.
You want to believe in that?
I don't know. Like, come on. That's boring.
That's no fun. I don't care what, I'm not arguing for any religion here. I'm just saying, like, don't you want to believe in something?
Like, wouldn't you feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole basis of religion, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but the whole basis of religion was people are developed enough mentally to realize they live a short, fleeting life.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to end one day. You're not an animal who, you know, I don't know. Do animals really know that their life is short? Maybe not. I don't think they're mentally complex enough to understand that. But no, humans,
I don't think
do.
Animals really realize. Even they might even know that they do die.
That's just very possible. The animals might not know people die because they're not mentally, you know, well, unless they see somebody, like another animal, kill their brother or their sister, then they would know.
Yeah. I think they do know because they have that natural instinct to, like, if you're a prey, you flee. If you're a predator, you kill. Like, so you have that natural instinct that you know danger is coming and you know what that danger is.
But if you're a household pet, right?
Yeah.
Do you know death?
Yeah, like our dog Bruce probably has no idea.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the household pet, I can't argue, but I know in the wild that they definitely do know about it because
they understand it, but not well enough, I think, to realize their life is short and that they'd want something else. Humans do. Humans want to think that something happens after they die, because if not, it is a short life and that's it. You'd want to think that you go on. You'd want to think that there's something out there after you die.
Yeah.
That your body continues, whether it's through reincarnation, whether it's through an afterlife in heaven, whatever it is you want to think, or you're absorbed into something greater, like a greater being, like the Buddhist philosophy or whatever it is, you realize your life is short, and therefore to make it, you know, you suffer here too. And that's not to be like in a sense of a religion, but like,
no, but there is suffrage.
Life is short. It's suffering. It's tough. And the old way of thinking was you suffer in this life so you have a good afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's pain. You can see where this whole development of having a good afterlife comes from. And aside from that, the religion is used to help guide people to make morally correct decisions.
It's a moral compass.
If you want to argue for such thing as a moral good and a moral evil, which is a philosophy in and of itself. But the point is that it's very easy to see why humans create a religion. Whether or not it's accurate, whether or not it's true, is up for debate. But I would say there is definitely something after the fact of death, because there's a plethora of evidence, maybe not solid, or as solid as some people would like it to be, to have it proven, that there are ghosts, there are spirits, people feel connected. I mean, people have felt things that just cannot be explained.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you firsthand, I've gone ghost hunting quite a few times. Ghosts are real. I'm sorry. You can tell me that the TLC show is fake. You can tell me whatever comment you read. You can tell me
shows are probably fake.
Those shows are 100% probably fake.
Yeah.
Or at least fake to some degree. But you can tell me whatever YouTube comment you read. You can tell me whatever Reddit forum you were on. I don't care. I've experienced it firsthand. I know it's real. In terms of, like, you get to, like, the extreme demon stuff, I can't speak for that from my own experience because I've never experienced, like, a demon or anything. But in terms of, like, spirits and ghosts and whatever, you know, making noises or interacting with things, like, yeah, I've experienced that. It's cool. I'm not somebody who gets freaked out by the paranormal. I think it's fascinating.
I do, too.
I think it's fascinating, which is why I like to go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
My girlfriend does not think like that. She's terrified of it, and she hates that I go ghost hunting. So, I'm fascinated by it.
And I'm fascinated not only by ghost hunting, but the idea that they might not be ghosts, which is a little different from what I was saying earlier. But I've read some things, and obviously this is all up for debate. Obviously it's all can be skeptical, pseudoscience, whatever you want to call
it. Feel free to be skeptical.
Yeah. I've read some things where they said that there are beings that we cannot see because they exist on a different dimensional plane than us. You know, like if I think you and I, we can't see beyond the third dimension. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if there was a fifth dimensional being here with us right now, which could very well be the ghost or spirit, maybe that's what happens when you die, is you become absorbed into energy, a spirit, whatever it is, but you exist on a plane where we cannot see you,
mm-hmm.
then 100% there could be 50 million fifth dimensional beings in between you and I right now. We would have no idea.
Yeah, you would have no idea.
Because we can't see it.
Yeah. And when you start to get into like the psychics and all that stuff, like I've gone to psychics before. Just again, not because I'm going there to get my life story or because I really trust that they're telling me what it is, but just to hear what they have to say.
It's interesting.
And I can't argue
that it's not.
It's definitely interesting. And I don't give them any information, so I just see what they can come up with. Yeah. And I've been to psychics with some of them, like, okay, you know, sure. You know, not because it's too outlandish, but because what they're telling me is kind of outwardly false, like,
right.
Or it's very vague. But I've also been to psychics where it's like, that's weird. I don't know how you knew that. Like, that sort of thing. So
right.
I don't like to disprove anything until I've went and done it myself. So yeah. You have people out there that are like, it's not real. How do you know? How could you do that? I don't know.
Think about
go experience it. You know,
look at how big the universe is.
The world, even.
Well, you and I, most people have never left their hometown, even their home country.
Yeah.
There is a world beyond you. There is a solar system beyond you. There is a galaxy beyond you. There is a universe beyond you. And you mean to tell me without a doubt that something like that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
The amount of information we have about the Earth, the amount of information we have about the universe is so small.
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly say something like that doesn't exist?
Well, that's what I mean. And I'm not saying that psychics are real. I'm not saying that you need to believe in ghosts. I'm just saying I've gone to these things, and the psychics I'm still a little iffy on. I can't tell you 100% because, like I've told you, I've gotten some weirdly accurate information, and I've also gotten some like just outwardly false information that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like some lady, I went to a psychic and she told me I was communicating, like she's communicating with like a great aunt of mine. And I was like, mom, does this person exist? And she's like, no. So who knows? You know, sometimes it's kind of accurate. I think it depends on who you go to as well. But
I've heard some really good stories about psychics, and I'm not arguing for
it
or against it.
Depends on who you go to.
But I've heard some like freaky stories about it.
Oh yeah.
Like stuff that would be almost impossible for them to know, unless there was some other way. Like, in the sense, you go to a psychic and you were doing something that morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it could be like, I don't know, you moved a pair of shoes, right? And the psychic brings it up. How the hell would they know that?
Yeah, something so small.
Like, it does. You cannot look at my face and say...
Yeah, or my Facebook profile.
And say, damn, I think you made some eggs this morning, right? I mean, maybe you could because that's a common breakfast food, but they'd have to assume that number one, you eat breakfast. Number two, you like eggs. Like, there's a lot of assumptions, and for them to nail it, like if I went up to you and I told you exactly what you ate for breakfast, the exact time you ate it, you'd probably think I'm a stalker because that's literally the only way that you can know.
You know, yeah.
But if you go to a psychic who you've never met before, who's never met you before, and they can pinpoint something like that.
Yeah. I do want to go check out a psychic. I've never been.
It's cool. It really is. It's cool. And I always tell people, because they're always like, oh, it's not real. Go try it. Is it going to kill you? Just try it. I went to a psychic with my mom in May of 2021. And I don't remember much from that session. I just remember she asked me, is there a girl driving you crazy right now? And I was like, not exactly. Because that was still yet to come. But at the time, it was like, not necessarily. And then she's like, I can tell you firsthand that the girl you're with right now is not who you're going to be with, like who you're going to marry. And I was like, okay, I don't like, okay, way to be a Debbie Downer about it, but what word?
Uh-huh.
And we broke up like a month later. But anyway, I went home and the girl I was with at the time, she asked me how it went. And I was like, oh my God, she said it's long-term. I made something up. Yeah.
Sweet.
But so she probably doesn't believe in psychics anymore.
Probably not.
Anyways, they're cool. I mean, like I told you, it's hit or miss. It all depends on who you go to. You're going to get some weird information that you might need to verify, and you're going to get some, like, how'd you know that information?
Yeah.
Just go try it.
Tony, we should go to a psychic.
Together.
I've never been to one.
We'll hold hands.
Hold hands.
And same thing with ghost hunting. Ghost hunting is a little bit more upper level because people are terrified by that stuff. I'm not. I find it fascinating.
I want to go.
I was dealing with something in my room for a while, like the first year I had my room.
Yeah.
There was something down there. I don't know what was going on, but... I remember there was two things that I remember specifically. One, it was like 7:45 in the morning. I was waking up to go to work. And at this point, Dean was sleeping. My parents were sleeping and my younger two brothers were at school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the basement. So I'm two floors below and I was awake. I wasn't dreaming. So I was collecting my coins on Clash of Clans. I was checking my village.
Yeah.
So I was wide awake and I was just kind of sitting in my bed, you know, just looking at my village and whatever, and a tennis ball was chucked at my door at a speed I couldn't even comprehend. Like, it was so loud, I thought like an MLB pitcher was outside my door chucking a tennis ball at my door, and I heard like it bounce on the ground and roll under the couch. So I was like, hello, anyone there? No one said anything. I was like,
I was snoozing. It's 8 in the morning. Yeah, I'm like, tennis ball at your door. I want to sleep.
No one was down there. I could not explain it. And then the other time, I was trying to fall asleep, and I was like kind of half asleep, whatever. And I felt hands grab my ankles, and I was dragged down my bed a little bit. Like, my whole body moved down my bed like a foot.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it.
But around that same time with this whole haunting going on, it was like probably 1 o'clock in the morning. I just had turned off my Xbox. I was gaming a little bit.
Yeah.
I was getting in bed. I was tucked in at this point. I was on my way out. So I was ready to fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I've got a little whiteboard in my room next to my computer, and it's on the wall with tape, like adhesive tape. Like, it's on the wall pretty good. It's not going anywhere. It hasn't gone anywhere since, but the whiteboard was ripped off my wall. It was like super loud. Ripped off my wall. I was like, what on earth was that? So I get my flashlight. I go to the end of my bed. I see it on the ground. And again, I'm not afraid of ghosts. I really don't care. So I don't give them power. I just go back to bed. So I was like, it's a whiteboard. Like, because now I have to readjust it. I have to get it straight. So I'm just more annoyed that I have to like level out the whiteboard again, and the tape might dry out. So I'm like, but I was too tired. So I just went to bed. I didn't care.
I would have honestly looked at it and been like, going to bed.
That's exactly what it is. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but kind of back to what you were saying, there is something out there. Like, whether it's demons or spirits or whatever it is. Yeah, like,
I've gone ghost hunting. I've seen it.
There's stuff out there that we can't even begin to comprehend. I mentioned it earlier. I was at the office today, and I was kind of starting to space out a little bit. So I was on Bing or whatever the search engine is on the computer.
Yeah.
And there's just funneling you articles. It's like, you know, what Joe Biden did. And then like, it was like, this man died and went to hell, and here's what he saw.
Yeah.
And then he came back to life because he was like defibrillated or something. So I was like, you know what? This seems pretty interesting. So I started to read it, and it was just interesting because a few days ago, I listened to a whole podcast about an exorcist. So I was just kind of like, I've been kind of on like that binge lately. And just the stuff that they were talking about in this article is very interesting. I'm like, man, I should probably start going to church. I should probably start studying up on the Bible. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just, if what that guy is saying is true, what the exorcist I listen to says is true, taking their word for it, there is stuff out there that, you know, there's good and there's evil. And
I think
it's out there.
There has to be.
There has to be.
And because almost every philosopher argues for there being a greater good and there being a greater evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that whether they argue that it's through our perceptions or whether they argue completely against it, they always somehow acknowledge it.
Well,
they always somehow acknowledge that it's there is some good and there is some evil. And I think there is, because look at the universe, look at the world, look at the universe at large, whatever it is you want to consider. There has to be something out there. Even if it is a fifth dimensional being that you can see, you can't see, there is something.
I don't know. I've always just thought that our circumstances are a little too perfect. You know what I mean? It just seems a little too convenient that we're just far away enough from the sun, and we revolve this fast, and all this stuff. I don't know. It just kind of seems all too perfect.
You see, when I think about that, I start to think about what really happened. Where do we really come from? Like, I know the whole argument is that we developed from apes. Like, that's the whole scientific argument.
Yeah.
And the whole religious argument is that we were put here, we'll just use a Christian argument, by God, he created Adam and Eve. I don't know. I just cannot believe that we really came from some monkeys. And I'm not trying to downplay it or upplay it, whatever it is. I just really think there has to be something else.
What I find weird is, like, if we came from monkeys, then how come there are still monkeys? Like, wouldn't wouldn't they have just all evolved into what we are now? You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously there'd be some monkeys still, and maybe not every monkey evolved, but like,
right. But like, if we developed from apes, right, and there was like different subspecies of humans, like the Neanderthals or whatever, and they died off, they gradually died off because they didn't evolve with us. So why didn't gorillas keep evolving? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying. Like, why didn't it keep evolving?
Why doesn't everything keep evolving?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't fish have legs?
No matter what, there's always going to be something at the bottom of the food chain, so why doesn't everything keep evolving?
Right.
It's like one giant leaderboard. I don't know. I guess you could sit there, maybe we're naive, and maybe we don't understand science. I don't know.
I mean, it does make sense. Like, I can see why it has so much credibility to it, but at the same time, like you said, I don't know, I can see both sides.
Let's meet in the middle. God created monkeys.
Boom. Yeah, we'll go with it. We'll go with that.
We'll shake on
Everybody's satisfied.
Yeah. Everybody's satisfied.
We'll shake on it.
Yeah, because I mean,
so it's settled.
Well, I think scientists all argue that we all developed from a common single cell organism, which I don't know about you, but that seems a little.
That seems a little out there.
Yeah, like how the hell are you going to tell me that the three of us are sitting here in a house constructed of wood that we figured out how to, like, think about it. Everything, we're sitting here talking to microphones. We figured out how to record sound waves. We came from a single cell amoeba. It doesn't even make sense. How the hell? I mean, I get it's over millions and millions of years of evolution, but it's still hard to fathom that we came here out of a freaking bug.
I agree. And you know, the Earth's old.
Amoeba, I don't know.
We've probably had time to do it, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of things that I guess I have questions about when and I know it's a theory. It's not like it's based in reality. Right. It's just a theory. So
the problem is when I start thinking about this, then I start diving down rabbit holes, and then I'm researching ancient civilizations.
And now all of a sudden you're on a 9/11 conspiracy video.
I haven't gotten that far, but I definitely did get to the point where, it wasn't the alien argument for the pyramids. It was the telekinesis argument. Now say what you want. Okay, I get that's like far-fetched, but like, what if, hypothetically, what if, all right, thousands of years ago, people really did know how to harness the power of their mind, all right? I'm not high, I'm completely sober, and I'm saying this in a hypothetical sense. What if people really did know how to harness something that we haven't figured out? It's a lost art. There's plethora of stuff that has been lost to time.
Yeah.
We still don't know how some ancient pieces of equipment worked. So is it really that impossible that we've lost a power like that? Think about it. People had to come up with the modern day power of telekinesis. Is it possible that they saw it? You know, that, like, how do you create this in your mind?
I think something that useful, though, I don't know if we would lose that with time. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
Unless Columbus came and wiped them all out, then who knows?
But that's very possible. It was a select group of humans who lost the ability because they all died.
That's true.
Is it possible that Enderman built the pyramids?
The Minecraft god.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get out there on a limb. Maybe. I mean, literally anything is possible.
If that's okay. The pyramids are fascinating.
I want to put this out there because this is a geologist fact about the Great Sphinx. So we're all familiar with the Great Sphinx of Egypt, who was supposedly built, I don't know, 5,000 years ago or something.
That's still crazy how they built that.
But here's the really weird part. The erosion on the Sphinx and the erosion in the area around the Sphinx, because there's like a valley almost that the Sphinx sits in. Like there's walls around the Sphinx, three quarters of it. Not the front, but like the sides and the back.
Okay.
So it sits up a little higher, and then there's the rest of the desert or whatever. There's erosion marks on that valley, on the Sphinx itself, of water. It hadn't rained, I think, in Egypt like since 8,000 or 9,000 years ago. So that's 4,000 years approximately before they said the Sphinx was built. And the rain damage, the erosion on it, had to have taken place over thousands of years itself. So you could tack on like another 2,000 years minimal to that date. So you're now at 11 or 12,000 years ago instead of the original 5,000 years ago, which if that's the case, then the timeline and about ancient civilizations, which is said to have begun 6,000 years ago at Sumer. There's a whole thing about like civilization begins at Sumer. There's a book on it or whatever. But if that's the case, then civilization as we know it is really older and the timeline of our human origins is even older. So I think the whole point is that we don't even know enough about the stuff we have facts on. So how can you tell me that something like a ghost, something like a fifth dimensional being, spirits, all that doesn't exist? If look at that, we don't even probably have the facts right about the stuff that we are 100% sure on. Yeah.
That we have in front of us.
You know, the brain is actually, it's impossible to be 100% sure on anything. Anything.
Electricity is a theory. It's only a theory that if you flick that switch, the light will go on.
But our broker told us that it's literally impossible to be 100% sure on anything. I've been thinking about it ever since he said it like a month ago. And sometimes I'll be playing my guitar, for example, and I'll hit like a G note. I'm like, that's a G. I'm like, or maybe the guitar's a little out of tune. Maybe that's enough sharp. Like you'll never be sure. ever on anything.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fun to think about, but Egypt is something I want to see so bad.
Oh, me too.
The Sphinx, the pyramids, like yes. The tombs. I want to go there. That's the one place I really want. I was like, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Egypt. I want to see what's going on.
I would love to see all the ancient civilizations, like all the history and the like stuff that's actually left.
Yeah. Like Pompeii or Mesopotamia, like Peru. Yes. That's got to be so interesting.
Yes.
Just to see what's going on.
That stuff makes me want to be an archaeologist.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'd really want to do it, but I swear to God, I start reading about that stuff. All of a sudden, I'm like, damn, I wish I was there excavating.
Yeah. Remember, you know? I don't know, do you ever hear that story? I think it was in France. Some kid was playing with his dog, and he threw the bone or the ball or whatever it was to the dog. The dog went to go get it and then fell into a hole. So the boy's like, oh man, gee Willy, my dog fell into a hole.
Obviously, those were the exact words he used.
Yeah.
In that tone of voice.
That's translated from French too.
Right.
So he went over to go find the dog, went down into the hole the dog was in, and it was this whole like cave system of all these like ancient paintings on the walls and stuff. Dude, it was freaking, there's a whole name for, you can probably look it up. There's a whole name for the caves.
Yeah.
And then they let like tourists down there and stuff to like get pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. But all the carbon dioxide from people's breath started to like wear the painting out.
Oh, okay.
So then they like cut it off to the public. But it's like the La Croix or something. I don't remember what it
was. That's interesting though.
It's so cool.
Think about all the stuff we really don't know about.
Yeah. So think about all the stuff you think you don't know about or you think's not real. Go find it out.
Hey, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go explore, man. The world is so big.
The world's your oyster.
I'd like to explore space.
We got to go to Egypt.
I know. I would love to go there.
We got to go to Egypt.
You know where I'd like to go? The Amazon. Because there's ton of stuff down there about ancient civilizations that's just covered by the rainforest.
Yeah. I'd love to see like a boa constrictor from afar. I don't want to be close to it, but just like, I want to see like some apex predators too. Like I want to see a grizzly bear, a great white, an anaconda, like all that. I'd love to see those animals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. That's all I got.
Oh, guess we could call it there.
You got another thing or no?
No.
All right.
No.
See ya.
All right.